Hello everyone, happy new year 2006. So this is the first podcast of 2006, and indeed so far the only podcast I've ever done. And this is for the family website, which is www.meeks.ca. Basically every year I do a sort of roundup of the year and what's happened, and last year I made some predictions of things that I imagine are going to happen in the following year, and also some sort of goals that I'd like to achieve myself. And probably they haven't been too successful, but I've tried my best. So basically this is pretty much a replication of the last blog entry for 2005, which you can find on the blog, in the family website, by just clicking on the blog button. Or you can go to the direct blog web link, which is www.cole-boy.com. So basically this is sort of an embellishment of the blog entry. Hopefully you enjoy it. So another year passes and we prepare to slip from 2005 to 2006. This has been the first year I can look back at my things to do and predictions of last year, and see which were right or wrong, and which I managed to achieve, or which of those things that I wanted to do I managed to achieve. More of that later. This year has been an interesting one, at the same time a very sad one. Sherry has been at home for over a year, looking after Sarah and Lucy, who have become beautiful little girls. Lucy is now walking at every opportunity, and Sarah isn't far behind her. They've developed such wonderful personalities, but each in themselves is very unique. Lucy's the happy-go-lucky baby who's no doubt going to become a gymnast one day, because she's up and over everything. It's unbelievable. She's the most amazing smile, and has this wonderful squeaky gruff way of laughing. Actually, it's not actually laughing, it's more sort of a hello, I'm here. But it's, you'll listen to it, it's just so funny. Sarah, on the other hand, is the thoughtful one. She loves to listen to and make music, and she's always investigating everything. She touches it, feels it, and she sort of sits there with this real thoughtful face, which is real cute. She's also got the cutest smile as well, and can create the most unbelievable laughs. I mean, every time I'm giving them a bath, I'll do my sort of maniacal laugh, and it's so funny to hear Sarah try and copy it. I mean, bath times in general are just such a blast, because they both love playing in the water, and they like making lots of mess. So Sherry's due to go back to work at the beginning of February, which I know will be hard, but it's going to be made easier because Mandy's going to be looking after the babies until September, because Mandy finishes school at the end of January, so she's going to be looking after the babies from beginning of February until September, when she starts university. Then we'll switch them into daycare, but at least for those few months Sherry hasn't got to worry about sort of who's looking after them, because Manny's pretty good at stuff like that. So with the babies and everything, we decided to stay at home this year for our summer holidays. But in August, when I was off, we had the girls christened at a beautiful little church in Manatee, which was about 10 minutes away by car. Obviously we had lots of family and friends come over, some from as far afield as Halifax. So they were here, and we had pretty much of a house full for a couple of days, so lots of catching up to do, and lots of drinking, which is always good. Apart from that, the year was spent pretty much keeping my head down. There was no hockey, which made the winter really long, and not that much enjoyable, but at least with the babies, it wasn't too boring, because it will certainly keep you on your toes. In November we said goodbye to Cosmo, our little man. That was probably the down point of the entire year. I mean, it still hasn't sunk in. We really, really miss him lots, and we all still talk about him often. Personally, I mean, I would be ready to go out tomorrow and buy a dog, but I mean, I know deep down it's not the right time. it's just going to be one of those things. I think the babies need to get a little bit older. I mean, when they're sort of talking and they sort of know about dogs and they're ready to get a dog, and once sort of they're settled in daycare and stuff, I think that'll be the right time. Obviously, I mean, this is the first Christmas that we had without Cosmo, so there was that sort of sadness lurking underneath. But I mean, it sounds cool, but you learn to get on and not get over it. But you know, life goes on. I mean, it wasn't the same because normally Cosmo is the one that's under the tree, sort of getting all the presents before everyone else. But I mean, the baby's made up for that. So I mean, yes, we're sad to see him go, but we've got lots of fond memories of him. So Alana's beginning to mature into a fine young lady, although with each day she strives to make her mark on the house, not realising that me and Sherry are the bosses. Yes, I know probably bosses isn't the right word, but how else can you express it? I sometimes think sort of both her and Mandy are sort of 50-year-olds in youngsters' bodies, but I'm sure they'll understand it when they have their own houses. Mandy finishes school at the end of January, as I said, and then she's having a break. Then she's off to university. So there's lots of exciting things happening in 2006. So, I mean, as I was sitting typing this, I was gasping for a cup of tea, but I'm not so worried now because I'm sitting here drinking a nice Jack Daniels and Coke, so I'm pretty much well wetted. I have to say, sort of all told, 2005 was pretty good to us. I'm looking forward to what 2006 might bring. So, what of 2005? How did my list of things to achieve go? Well, first on the list was putting up my poetry online. It's been gathering dust for years, so it's going to be good to give it an airing again. This one I actually managed to do. You can see the results at thepoet.meeks.ca. All I need to do now is get back to writing, which I haven't done for absolutely ages, so I'll get around to that eventually. Second is try to concentrate on my writing this year. Who knows, End All The Wook may actually get finished. For anyone that doesn't know, End All The Wook is this book that's been bubbling in my head probably since I was 18. I've written the first chapter about 20 times, but never managed to get any further than that. I can never decide whether it's a kid's book or a teen book or an adult book, and one of these days I'll sort of decide. So while I haven't done much creative writing this year, I've managed to start 3 review sites, so at least I'm sort of writing, I suppose you could call it creatively. So basically the 3 sites are Indie Launchpad, which is www.indielaunchpad.com, which reviews independent music. I mean, that's going really well. I mean, I've found some cracking music, so if you're interested in music, head over to that. There's Podcast Launchpad, which is www.podcastlaunchpad.com, which is a website that reviews podcasts. I mean, for anyone who doesn't know, podcasts are sort of much like they're like personal radio stations. So anyone, I mean, similar to what you're listening to now. But it can be about anything. It can be about music, it can be about computer games, it can be about general life, sex, drugs and rock and roll. I mean, there's podcasts out there for everything. And finally, Games for PPC, which is www.games4.com, which reviews games for the Pocket PC, which are the small handheld computers. So, while I've been keeping busy with that, I mean, Ender will just have to wait till sometime later this year, but it's definitely something that I'd like to get done eventually. Third on the list is sort out a way to add photo albums to our site easily, and actually get some more pictures online for everyone to see. Woohoo, I did this, and then some. I actually did a major revamp of the website. The photo albums are now online, and in fact, there's albums now going back to 1999, which there's probably about 10, 15 albums that haven't been seen for the last couple of years. So every photo album that's ever been on our website is now up there and ready to see. The guest book is also now working, which I'm sorry to say hasn't been working for the last year, but it's actually fixed and up there and running now. So if you haven't signed it recently, now's your chance to. Fourth was Try to Learn French So I Can Say More Than Bec Mon Derrière. For anyone that doesn't speak French, that means kiss my arse. So anyone that lives this side of Canada probably knows what I mean, but I won't talk too much about that. A big fat nothing there. Haven't done a dicky bird on that one. I've got sort of the rudimentary French. I could probably go in and ask for a beer if I wanted to. And in fact, I actually went out and bought a Linguaphone course probably 15 years ago, and I never got past the first tape. All I can remember is the guy in it is called Olivier, or something along those lines. But anyway, it's awful stuff, and I've just found another website which sells some online and actually CD tutorials based on a computer called the RosettaStone.com. I actually checked that out thinking, oh, that would be neat, and when I found out the price was $400, I decided against that one. Oh, the fifth item, try to think of new ways to make tons of money, or at least more money than I already have. Easier said than done. I'm still thinking. I've got a few ideas in the pipeline. I mean, mostly I'm not after earning megabucks through the stuff I'm doing online. Just sort of enough to pay sort of the online costs and stuff, because it soon mounts up, I tell you. Especially when you've got I've probably got 6-7 websites on the go at the moment. So it's not just money, it's time as well. But hopefully I can find something to roll in the cash and maybe become a millionaire one day. And last on my list of personal to-dos, try to get a bit more exercise this year and definitely get Cosmo out of the house more often than he has been this past year. Well, alas, with Cosmo gone, there's now even less of a reason to get me out of the house. However, I've still got this one on my to-do list. I mean, I've just got to do it. I mean, my back is terrible. I sort of go through spasms. And I've currently been in a bit of a spasm for the last 30 odd years. No, well, back spasm wise anyway, for about the last week. And I'm sure if I sort of just get out and get some more exercise, I'll probably be a lot better. So what I'll probably try and do is just get home at night, park the car, and just go out for a walk, take me pocket PC and listen to some podcasts or something, just to sort of maybe just go down and get to Timmy's and get myself a coffee. That's about sort of a 20 minute walk there and back, so every little helps. So that's about it for my personal goals. So 3 out of 6 isn't anything to be sniffed at, but there's definitely some room for improvement. So what about the predictions I had for this year? Ooh, first on that one is Zim's stock price doubles from the 40 cent mark. Oh dear. Zim is a company that does or specialises in sort of SMS messaging and sort of those types of telephone services. The head of that company is actually the guy called Michael Copeland, who's another English expat, who is more famous in sort of the Ottawa region for the company Corel, who do drawing packages called Corel Draw, and also they bought WordPerfect a few years ago from Novell. He left that company and he sort of dangled for a while and bought a controlling share of Zim. And whilst sort of last year they looked like they were doing pretty well, my prediction, alas, has fallen flat on its face. In fact, Zim's shares are now bubbling at the 7 cent mark. So from 40 cents down to 7 cents, that's not too good, is it? So I don't think that's a big tick mark for that prediction. Second on my list, a Chinese company buys a big US company. Yes, I think a big pat on the back for me on that one. Lenovo, which is a big Chinese IT company bought the hardware side of IBM. So you can't get much bigger than that. I think it sold for around $6 billion. So that's, that's really a hell of a sort of sale. So I think that's a big thumbs up for that one. The proof that life once existed on other planets. I'm sure I've read somewhere that they've found sort of some type of primitive life on Mars, but I can't for the life of me find the link for that one. Obviously it's some type of little microscopic organisms that once were living many, many millions of years ago, so it's not your little green bug-eyed monsters, but I think that proves that one, so that's 2 out of 3 so far. Nintendo quits manufacturing of games consoles, but not the handhelds. Okay, so they're about to release another games console called the Evolution. I think this will probably be the make or break for Nintendo, but time will tell. I think they're pretty similar in the rut of in a similar phase to what Sega was quite a few years ago, and they finally decided to bow out the hardware scene altogether. But they seem to be doing strong in the software scene. Lord Lucan's whereabouts is finally revealed. No joy there. He's probably in a bar with Shergar saying, "Hey, why the long face?" But I don't think he's going to be popping his head up anytime soon. Corel leaves Canada. Well, bit by bit, I think the Corel building here in Ottawa is losing space to other companies. I mean, at one stage, Corel was, it must be sort of 8, 9, 10 stories high, and it was all Corel staff inside. But as far as I know at the moment, they've got just like one floor, so that's quite a big scale down. I think that may still happen, but I'm not too sure. I mean, I was happy to see they bought the company Jask, which makes a piece of software called PaintShop Pro. But funnily enough, this came at the time when I decided not to upgrade to the latest version. In fact, I think I'm still sort of 2 versions behind on that. And I think that's where I'm going to stay, because I still haven't mastered all the bells and whistles that that version has. So I've got no real incentive to upgrade to the next version. Napster and iTunes merge. Well, individually they both go from strength to strength, but new wave seems to be taking hold. The need to buy music but actually own it in MP3 format or some other sort of non-protected format. I mean, there's some great music out there available from the likes of Magnatune and eMusic, but I have a feeling there's going to be an explosion here in the coming year. People are fed up with forking out tons of money and never having actually a physical thing that they own. I mean, iTunes is great, but you're paying, well, it's about $10 here for an album. In the UK it's probably £10, but then you've got so many restrictions and limitations that why bother? I mean, if you can find an alternate means where you can actually physically own the music, then I think that's all the better. Mainstream movies become watchable online. I mean, I think they're pretty much there. There's something in place for early adopters, but it's not quite there for the masses yet. There was something launched recently, I think it was by one of the airlines, where you could rent movies, which was all streamable online. And I think that morphed into some type of service where people could watch them over the internet. But it seems to have disappeared of late. I mean, I can't remember who it was or where it was. I know it's there in one form or another, but it's not sort of quite mainstream yet, but it's going to get there. And I mean, it's definitely for mainstream movies, so it's only a matter of time. Sir Clive Sinclair launches a new product. Nothing yet on this one, and the rumours seem to have died down. That's sad. This is one guy that could really shake up the computer scene. A nice Linux handheld computer would be great. It's really sad. I mean, kids don't seem to learn to program computers at all now. When I was younger, home computers were all the rage, and you either played games or you programmed them. But nowadays, I mean, kids just buy these honking great PC machines with billions of times more power than the machines I first programmed on, and all I ever do is play games and chat on MSN. God help us, in 20 years' time when our kids are sort of just glued to computers and I dread to think what the next 20 years are going to be like. Receive phone calls over the internet from a landline becomes possible. Oh, and indeed, I'm one of the experts here. I've got this one right nailed. This is indeed possible and something I do regularly via my friend at Skype, which is www.skype.com. Now, I just wish that Wi-Fi phones were more accessible and much, much cheaper, so I could dump the phone company and move to Skype full time. And in fact, I mean, I've got a Skype telephone number in England, so anyone in England can call me directly in Canada, and all it ever costs you is all it ever costs the people in England is a local phone call, which is, was it penny and a half a minute. I mean, great inroads are being made on the whole sort of telephone industry, and I think there's going to be a major shake-up in the next couple of years. British Telecom, Bell, AT&T, I mean, they've all got to be running scared. And they've got to do something in the next little while to sort of stem the flow and become competitive, because they're not. They're just laying back and saying sort of, oh, what do we do? What do we do? Well, sort of people disappear in droves and droves. But I'm not going to get into that one, because that's a huge rant that I could sort of go on for a while. So, 4 out of 10. I mean, not earth-shattering, but still pretty good going. I mean, that's nearly a 50% success rate. So, what about the coming year? What are my personal goals and predictions? Firstly, I'll start with the things I would like to do personally, a sort of crib sheet to follow for the year. Here they are, in no particular order. Lose a bit of weight, by ideally getting at least a modicum of exercise. Start my book of non-fiction and try to get at least to get to at least the third chapter. Update Sarah and Lucy's webpage so there's at least more than a single photo of each of them on there. Release the first Indie Launchpad podcast. Release When I Was a Kid as a complete work. Edit and pad it out a bit. Also come up with a new title, because obviously if anyone that's read the When I Was a Kid blog series, it's nothing to do with When I Was a Kid, it's all about my working experience. And finally try to get my life better organised so I can actually achieve all the things I want. I must admit my life's a bit chaotic, and a lot of that's my own fault, because you get plonked in front of the telly, or you just, I don't know, I've just got to get off my fat ass and actually do some stuff. So that's pretty much all for my personal goals, but I can't sign off until I do my 10 predictions for next year. So here we go. So with no further explanations until next year, here they are. Yahoo buys TiVo. Adam Curry sells part or all of Podshow Music Network. The Candy Butchers, or Mike Viola, who's the lead singer of the Candy Butchers, makes it big and sells lots of music. Podcast on demand becomes a possibility. Canada wins gold for the men's Olympic hockey team. Britney Spears files for divorce. England reaches the World Cup final in football. Pink Floyd announce a world tour. Please, please, Pink Floyd. Yahoo buys AOL. And Nintendo ceases production of Revolution's games console. So that about wraps it up for another year. I hope everyone has a good New Year's Eve night. Had a good New Year's Eve night, because obviously this is me doing this a couple of days late. Story of my life. Don't drink too much. I hope to see you all in the new year. Hope to also have an MP3 version of this message, which you're listening to now, which I was hoping to release today, or rather 2 days ago, but I couldn't get my bloody microphone to work, which I just discovered how to sort of switch it on. That's another big story. It's not me being stupid, but I'll go into that in a blog post later on. So be sure to check back for news of more things happening on the Meeks Family website, which again is www.meeks.ca, or click on the blog button there to check out the blog, or you can go directly to the blog by going to www.cole-boy.com. Finally, I'd like to thank Hollow Horse, or specifically Kenny Little from Hollow Horse, for letting me use some of the band's music over this podcast, because without some music this would be very, very dull, and I'm sure loads of people would have fallen asleep by now. So this is Colin signing off for another year. All the best to all my family and friends around the world, and just thought to let you know we're all thinking of you. So until next time, bye. This has been a Colin Meeks production in association with Kenny Little from Hollow Horse, www.hollowhorse.co.uk, and also my loving wife, Sherry Meeks. ILoveYouLots.com.